You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say kids playing video games may actually be able to predict stroke. They're saying these girls taking the HPV vaccine are no more likely to have risky sex than those who don't have the HPV vaccine. So for those of you freaked out about vaccinating your kids against HPV, no need to panic about that. I want to talk about nightmares. And they say men have different nightmares than women. We'll talk about some common nightmares and what they could possibly mean. I don't like nightmares. I don't like talking about nightmares because then I usually get a nightmare. All right. But then again, we're living in a nightmare with Obamacare. So, I mean, we might as well just kind of, you know, deal with it now. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, they're talking about how the fast food industry needs to be regulated. And they're talking about how if the fast food industry was regulated, maybe we could curb obesity. Alright, and so I guess there was a study published in the Bulletin of the World Health Organization, the WHO, right, suggested that if governments took firmer action, they would start to prevent people becoming overweight and obese. Conditions with serious, you know, long-term consequences like diabetes, heart disease, etc., being reported by Fox News, as well as cancer. So, you know, the question is do we allow the government to get involved? Now, some of these suggested policies include economic incentives for certain growers to sell healthy, fresher foods, and disincentives, I don't like that word, for industries to sell ultra-processed food and soft drinks. Okay, as well as cutting subsidies to growers and companies who use large amounts of fertilizers, pesticides, chemicals, and antibiotics, and tighter regulation of fast food advertising, especially to children. Now, and I think they were talking about eating one burger increases your BMI by 0.03%. A fast food burger. I don't know how they can, you know, consistently get these numbers, but I get a little nervous when we start to have the government regulate, okay? People want junk food. People want fast food. When I first talked about how Obamacare wants to, and the Affordable Health Care Act wants to get involved with calories, etc., I had no problem with the company having the nutritional information. I think information and education is fine. That's wonderful. All right. There being a handout at every restaurant that you could grab and read on your own is fine. What I disagreed with is forcing a company to advertise against themselves. Okay. Because if you're going to start with food, where does it stop? So, for example, a car that could go faster than 80 miles an hour, do they have to then advertise against themselves? Saying this is a car that could go fast and get you into a car crash. Because how many cars really have to go above 80 miles an hour? Same thing with alcoholic beverages. Are alcoholic beverages and wine, etc., now going to have to spend money on advertising against themselves, saying this could cause liver disease, this could cause accidents? I mean, where does it stop? Are hard toothbrushes, as opposed to soft toothbrushes, going to need to then advertise that it could technically cause inflammation of the gums if you start to bleed, and that could be then a source of bacteria that could later cause inflammation in the heart. I mean, you see, where does it start? Where does it end? So where does it stop? And so when it comes to, you have junk food places out there, okay? Like ice cream shops. Oh, my gosh, ice cream. Okay, what about the little carts of candy and ice cream and soda, right, that used to be just, you know, on the street corners back in the 20s? All right, this is something that would be a treat. Now, mind you, are we overdoing fast food? Yeah, absolutely. I think we're overdoing it. Are parents thinking that a Happy Meal could be considered a staple That is a problem. Okay, but then that's an education thing. Okay, Baskin-Robbins 31 flavors was someplace we would go once every maybe 9 months as a treat once. Okay, because my parents and we knew that that was a special treat. Okay, people need to realize that these burgers, etc., are a special treat. But mind you, okay, we have a problem here as we're looking at inflation, as we're looking at food prices. You know, I went to Sam's Club because I needed to get some stuff for Super Bowl. We were going to a party for Super Bowl, and by the time I got out of there, just some food for a couple lunches and a couple things, I was already at $125. Okay, I can make a few meals out of what I bought, but that's it. So, you know, if anybody was going to regulate fast food and force people to go and cook their foods, it would be probably to decrease the inexpensiveness of it. But then what kind of a society are we turning into? I mean, you know, if there's an ice cream shop, if there's a candy store, if there's a car dealership that have fast cars, okay, we live in America in a capitalistic society because when there's demand, there's going to be then supply. If there's too much supply and not enough demand, prices go down, people then form less supply. But I'm really, really getting nervous that government has to feel like they have to take it on themselves. Now, do the governments want to change some things around in the schools? Like maybe having exercise every day. 10, 15 minutes of exercise every day. Do they want to change the school lunches? Okay, do they want to? That's something else. That, you know, but going into private industry and starting to mess with that, if somebody thinks a Happy Meal is a healthy substitute, that's a problem. Now, if the commercial is saying, look, this is 100% beef, this is all four food groups. Okay, then that could be false advertising. But, I don't know how to close with this as we're coming up on the end of the segment. Just government, please stay out. We see what happens when you step in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Nightmares. How do we differ? Men versus women. And what do these nightmares mean? Don't go away, but right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we're on iHeartRadio now, so you can listen to us on iHeart.com. Don't forget to look up The Dr. Dahlia Show, as well as you can listen to us on your iPhone app and your Android app. Those are free. Don't forget to download those. And, of course, go to GCNLive.com. Phenomenal website. You can see all the hosts at GCN Network broadcast. Real good shows on there, so please definitely check it out. Okay, so they say nightmares. When you look at nightmares, okay, we've talked about dreams and dream interpretation, like what happens if you dream of the Dr. Dahlia Show, right? If the Dr. Dahlia Show is going on in your dream, it means you're a pretty smart person, right? It means you're pretty creative. It means, you know, you really, really know your radio. It's good stuff. What about nightmares, okay? If you dream of the Dr. Dahlia Show, will that cause a nightmare? It could. It could. But they say that men and women have different types of nightmares, okay? They say many men, their nightmares, Canadian researchers looked at 300 men and women, told them to write down the content of their dreams on waking up each morning for up to 5 weeks. Men will dream about more certain, like, murders, fires, wars, etc. Whereas women may dream more about infidelity, lying, and certain fights with family members, more interpersonal conflict. Now, they say feelings of failure and helplessness, like being late or lost, were also common. Now, I get a lot of those dreams. I used to wait tables. And I get a recurring dream. It's not the exact same dream, where I forgot to serve like table 5, and I went on to table 10 and table 18. And that I'll have that dream, or I'll have a dream that I never finished college and that my medical license is not valid. I know. I'm sure a lot of you guys think that's the truth, but it's not, because I never turned in a paper or I never showed up to a class. I get that a lot, where I accidentally skipped a class over and over and over again, therefore never passed. And that's a real serious dream for me. So I'll get that. I don't really think about war. Sometimes I think of some of my nightmares very horrible, like bad things will happen to family members, and I wake up so scared and I don't want to go back to sleep. So I think about that, but I really don't think about wars or fires. And it's very interesting, because there was a fire when I was a kid in my house. So you would think I would have, you know, would have taken that with me post-traumatically, but no. They say men studied were twice as likely to have nightmares or bad dreams about disasters. Also, infestations of insects, whereas women seem to have more nightmares. And we're only talking about the 300 interviewed. Broken friendships, relationship fears, etc. You know, some women will dream, you know, they say of like having like an affair and then getting caught having that affair, things like that, and then that's a nightmare, and then their whole marriage is completely ruined and destroyed. You know, all right. So, and then some people, they have dreams and nightmares that they never slept. They were up all night. Don't you hate that? You have such a horrible, stressful dream, and then the alarm rings, and you're up, and you're like, are you kidding me? That was my night's sleep. I mean, for those of you that put money on the Broncos, you probably, you know, you probably couldn't sleep, and you probably feel like that weekend was just not even restful at all. So let's look at some of the top nightmares. So this is interesting. This comes from listverse.com. And I love it when people try to interpret nightmares, but I think some of these are pretty, pretty cool. Okay. So like, for example, if you dream about natural disasters, okay, they think that could indicate a sense of impending fear or anxiety in the person having the dream. Now, remember, weather is an uncontrollable thing. So when you dream about weather patterns, okay, it means you may be kind of nervous about how to control something that's uncontrollable. We can't control the weather. We can't control this drought that's happening on the western coast. And so you're being anxious about something and you think you don't have the control. Some way to kind of handle those types of nightmares when we look at cognitive therapy is trying to investigate, what do they think they can't control? Do they think they can't control their spouse's cheating? Do they think they can't control outside influences with in-laws? Do they think they can't control them getting fired if the boss decides to merge with another company? And then those types of things you want to, because again, you can't be having nightmares and having lack of sleep. So as a doctor, you want to help them with the nightmare stuff. And no, we don't just prescribe an Ambien, for crying out loud, but we try to teach them and work through what they're fearful of. If you really think that this merger is going to go through and you're going to be out of a job, then why don't you take control of the situation? How do you take control of the situation? You start to look for another job. Okay? You start to, be prepared for the worst, being prepared. Okay? Seeing the dead. Okay? Some people will have nightmares about seeing the dead. Now, of course, this could be, you know, from a psychological perspective, you are worried about dying. Maybe you had a thought of one of your deceased grandparents, or family members, etc. If there's somebody ill, that could be an issue. But sometimes I'll have people that'll be having these dead nightmares, these nightmares about people of the dead, because they haven't gone to the doctor for a while. And no, I'm serious. And they're a little bit concerned that it's like their body telling them, you better check something out, you know, and they're just kind of manifesting that. And it's like, you know, look, you know, if there's something that's the unknown, all right, and you're worried about something, is there something you've always been kind of, that's bothering you, that you're worried about and you want to just lay your mind to rest? Fine. Yeah, well, I smoke, you know, I have a cough. Fine. We'll do an x-ray or a CT, make sure it's good. Missing important events. This is something I get, where like you miss your wedding or you miss a special event or your son's graduation, or I'm supposed to be at a radio conference this week. I completely missed the conference. I had a dream about that. Again, It could be your anxiety about not performing. You're doing a lot of things halfway. I get those dreams when I feel like I got too much stuff on my plate, and it kind of teaches you that you better get some control, and you better make sure you're putting attention to the right things. You know, anytime somebody has a bad dream about a kid and something bad happened to their kid, I go, then I want you to stop for a second, think about how you could be a better parent, and just to put your mind at rest, okay, do you think you have everything covered? Are you happy with, you know, the path of your kid going to school? All right, are you happy about the kid's pickup when they're at a sport? Do you feel okay about their safety? Just double check. They're eating what they're eating. All right. Are you worried about their nutrition? Just do little baby things that make you feel like you're being a proper parent and showing them proper supervision. That could help. Naked. A lot of us have dreams about us being naked. On one end, some people think it's a low self-esteem issue or a self-image issue. For some of us, it could actually be a sexual issue. You know, we aren't spending enough time naked. Right? You know, we're you know, having sex under the covers while we're dressed. I don't know. And then sometimes it really doesn't mean a lot. I mean, a lot of us have dreams about being naked. Okay? And the reason why I don't put too much credence into a lot of the different interpretation of the naked is because you are, I mean, remember, we're supposed to be naked. Clothes is artificial. We're supposed to be walking on this earth naked. So it's a natural thing to be naked in your dream. What is the room for interpretation is you being naked when somebody else is clothed, or you giving a meeting, realizing you're naked, and then you're all nervous. That could be more about some inner fears, etc. Sometimes teeth. People will have nightmares about their teeth falling out. Again, that to me would be a wake-up call for you guys making sure you're checking on your health and going to the dentist. Okay, maybe it's because you're realizing that, you know, parts are going to fall off of you because you're not taking care of yourself. Just a reminder to take care of yourself. Some of us will have dreams that we are dismembered. Okay, again, weakness, vulnerability, find out what you're concerned about. Do you think you're living a high risky life? Do you think that you're not paying attention to yourself, not paying attention to certain things? A partner leaving. A lot of times we have nightmares. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, and this is being reported by listverse.com, that somebody we love is leaving. What I would say is not so much worry about the interpretation of what that means if it predicts the future, but make some changes today. A lot of us do not spend enough time with our partner. We don't show them enough love. We don't thank them. We treat our partners worse than our enemies because we think that they're in the bag. They'll always be there. If you have a dream about your partner leaving, I say you better step it up. And with Valentine's Day coming, some of us have dreams where we get trapped. Claustrophobic, etc. And this feeling trapped is, again, something where you need to look at your financial situation and your work situation. You know, am I going to be stuck in this job for life? Am I stuck financially with this house that's underwater? Do I lack control? To get over these dreams, you need to feel like you have some control. The falling dream. This dream is just absolutely weird. I can't really predict what these mean. They always talk about, oh, well, anxiety and maybe you having issues with relationships and maybe you were abused at some point. I think a lot of times it's a movie that we watched, right? You see somebody fall, you know, like Spider-Man jumping or Superman jumping from a building. So I really don't get that. And then being chased and attacked, I get these a lot. Again, you need to turn your life into something where you think you are able to control the situation. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dahlia. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was kind of interesting. They say steroid use in boys appears to be more common in gay boys and bisexual boys. And they say gay and bisexual teen boys use illicit steroids at a rate almost six times higher than do straight kids. And they think that this is a huge alarm that these kids may be getting bullied to the degree where they feel pressured to bulk up and thwart off bullies. They say 21% of gay and bisexual boys being reported by Boston.com said they had never used steroids versus 4% of said they had used steroids versus 4% of straight boys. The difference, they say, was similar among those who reported moderate use, taking steroid pills or injections up to 40 times 8% of gay or bisexual teens reported that amount versus less than 2% of straight boys. Huh. They say the study is apparently one of the first to examine this problem. Previous research has also found these other disparities. Right? And, I mean, that's a huge difference. Apparently, there was a nationally representative study, an analysis of government surveys from 2005 to 2007. It looked at 17,000 teenage boys, age 16 on average, almost 4%. 635 boys were gay or bisexual, and they found an increased use in that group of using these steroids, which is extremely, extremely dangerous. Now, many of these are synthetic versions of testosterone, trying to promote muscle growth, strength, endurance, etc. But remember, a lot of these can cause acne. They could cause sometimes testicular atrophy, heart problems, liver problems, high blood pressure, etc. And remember, a lot of these boys are still finishing puberty well into the, until their late teens, early 20s. And so, they should hopefully be, but, you know, sometimes you could even still see spurts at 18 years old. And so, you know, if these kids are feeling like they're being bullied enough where they have to start doing that to their body, remember we talked about girls trying to get cosmetic surgery and changes to their breasts and chin and nose, etc.? Well, apparently we're seeing boys do the same. Now, in the olden days, you would put on a tattoo. Right, you get a tattoo, and you would try to use that tattoo to ward people off, let people think you were tough, or you would smoke, you would try to hang out with the, with the tougher guys. Well, it's getting a lot more difficult, and as kids are being told, look, to appreciate who you are, and be open about who you are, and be yourself, they may still be finding even more problems now being able to intermingle with certain groups. Thus, they may be then staying in other groups that appear to be more of a target. So, when I saw that, I just thought that was a real shame because you're having people hurt themselves because kids are idiots. And these kids that bully, they really are. They're absolute idiots. And we talked about bullying, okay? It's this whole trying to travel in packs. Okay, everybody tries to stay with the pack, and so they may not want to bully, they may really not care or have an opinion on the subject, but because they need to be able to rise, right, to be, shall we say, in with the alpha male, they'll join in. And it's one of those things where how society starts to, already form these cliques. And this evolutionary pattern as young as even in school, I noticed my kids, they immediately, since they couldn't sport-wise compete, they immediately comedically, okay, tried to find where they were that way. All right. And, some people, they call it survival, but when it comes to kids starting to hurt themselves doing cosmetic surgery and steroids, I call it serious. And I don't know how to put an end to it. I don't know how to stop it. You know, even the no bullying schools, they're still bullying. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, to prevent bullying, one thing you could do is have good teeth, and that's something easy to do. And a study has come out saying, look, you need to start dental health as early as infancy, all right? They say a research study in which doctors at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine has linked periodontal gum disease, we know this, to heart attack, stroke, etc. But you need to start when they're young. We've seen cavities happen as early as them getting their teeth. In fact, some of the pediatric dentists I work with, I work very closely with Dr. Michael Sachs and Steven Sachs at a children's dentist in Las Vegas, and they actually teach parents how to clean infants' gums. Right? There's ways to start working with kids before the whole x-rays and the cleaning and the dental chair, etc. There's ways to put the kid on the lap. There's ways to examine the mouth. There's ways to clean the gums and already start getting the kid used to working with the gums and making sure they're clean. And this stuff is vital. Knock on wood, my kids haven't had any cavities, so I'm very, very grateful to them. Many family dentists as well will teach this. So apparently, Dr. Rosie Rolden, director of the Pediatric Dental Center at Miami's Children's Hospital, says teeth start erupting at 6 months, so they haven't been in the mouth more than 3 months before we start seeing cavities. So she advises to bring the children to the dentist at a year and every 6 months after that, brushing teeth twice a day as soon as the first tooth appears. Again, you want to make sure these kids are not going to bed with bottles of milk or bottles of juice, etc. And, a lot of people think, well, it's a baby tooth, so if it abscesses or, you know, cavities, it's going to fall out. The problem is this is where the new teeth, the permanent teeth, grow into. You do not want a sickly area or a lack of a good foundation because of these. And, you know, when you see parents bring their kids, you know, having to put their kids under to get teeth pulled, et cetera, it's pretty scary stuff, all because we have to be more aggressive with teeth. Remember, as adults, having bad teeth could also form arteriosclerosis being at risk for heart disease and stroke. So it's extremely important stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They're talking about a lot of flight delays, etc., as we're still seeing more bad storms. They say January 2014 was one of the coldest months in recent history, with 11 days of sub-zero temperatures, and according to Mail Online, an average daily temperature of 15.5 degrees Fahrenheit. They say each day was an average 8.5 degrees colder than usual, and this isn't even talking about wind chill factor. But police said that the murder rate in Chicago, for example, dropped by 50%. Killers stayed indoors. People stayed indoors. So luckily, less people were killed. Right? Police reported 20 murders across the month of January, whereas in January 2013, they say in Chicago, there were 40 killings. Now, weather is not supposed to cause or prevent crime as a whole, but because many people had to stay indoors in these sub-zero temperatures, I think somebody who waked up saying, I'm going to kill somebody today, decided, you know what, never mind. We will pass. Interesting. Scary as we're dealing with the drought that's going on in California, and we're worried about the crops, and they were talking about how wine and a variety of other crops that we rely on, I don't really rely on wine, I'm not a wine drinker, but how our farmers are going to have to choose between less crops or what they're going to plant and less acreage. So it's pretty frightening stuff. Very, very interesting weather pattern. I'm not going to be surprised if we see the same next year. We're starting to see colder and colder winters, but we're also seeing on the East Coast, but drier and drier western coast patterns. So it's something that I don't think has to do with global warming. I just think it has to do, we have some sort of rotational change or some sort of shift that I'd like to figure out. This whole polar vortex thing is kind of cool sounding. I just really don't understand it. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't understand a lot. Another thing a lot of people don't understand, which we're going to talk about after the break, is how many college students fear going hungry. All right? Why are we even then making them spend thousands of dollars to go to school? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Why? Because every now and then I put some pretty important stuff, okay? It's my job to give you the news, okay? And sometimes I do a good job of it. Sometimes I don't. And I'm a big girl to admit that. But I've been really, really good the last couple postings, okay? So cut me some slack Jack. Okay, boy, this report has come out on vaginal weightlifting. Okay, boy, I tell you, you know, we women, we do so much to be in shape and to try to please our spouses. I know I, you know, sometimes wear the muumuu and I don't really shave my legs, but to be honest, I do. I care about my husband and I want to please him, but I don't think I'm going to go this far. Apparently there is a sex therapist who is suggesting to lift weights with your vagina, and there's actually 10 reasons to. Okay? I'm surprised even one reason is necessary, but they say there's 10 reasons. Apparently, you can even become a world record holder and become famous for this. Apparently, Kim Anami is a sex coach, and she actually runs retreats. I would really be worried about how they run around with these weights. But, you know, having a strong pelvic floor, for those of you ladies listening, it is important. We've talked about how a lot of us lose our urine, and having a strong pelvic floor kind of helps so we don't kind of giggle and pee on ourselves, which is really, really embarrassing. We don't really want a smell of urine, right? So it would be nice if we didn't have to, you know, worry about crossing our legs every time we cough and, you know, whatnot. A lot of people wonder why women run to the bathroom anymore. We can't hold our bladder. That's a lot of things. It's just, you know, guys seem to hold things in a lot better. Just everything is just built so much better in the male's pelvis than our female pelvises, right? So I guess they're discussing about lifting weights with your vagina. Now, I don't know exactly how you hold the dumbbell, but they say that it does help increase climaxing. It help increases your libido. Now, I get very, very nervous, okay, about any sort of, I guess, weight bearing exercises in that area, because you do have a uterus, you do have a bladder that could prolapse. But apparently there's a record holder, Tatiana Kozhevnikova, a Russian gymnast who could lift a 14 kilogram kettlebell with her private parts. So, yeah, I know. All right. I don't really know where the retreat is. If you guys want to go to this retreat, I guess I would just look up her book. Vagina and Me. I don't know what her book is called. I guess 10 Reasons to Lift Weights with Your Vagina. I guess that's yeah. It's, I don't know. I mean, if you guys think this helps, just as a doctor and having a lot of gynecology experience, I would probably say a big no for that one. Okay, now some of you men are cringing with this one. You're going to cringe with this one. These chick flicks, these movies that your wife or your girlfriend wants you to take them to, they say it could actually save marriages. All right, you may have to go to some of these chick flicks. Okay, I know we got Valentine's Day and everybody's going, oh man. But apparently, a lot of times these chick flicks, like Under the Tuscan, wasn't there some movie with the girl from the Partridge Family? Was she the one in the Tuscan movie? I don't know. Okay, there was some, I don't know, she used to be a famous one. She was also in a Mark Wahlberg movie and George Clooney movie with a boat. I don't really remember. But anyway, there was this chick flick movie. And so the ladies were watching and all the guys were leaving because they didn't want to have to put money out for a trip to Italy. Which, by the way, my husband's never done because we don't have the money and I'm going to rip him a new one. So to me, I think these chick flicks could hurt the marriage. Because you see how romantic, right? And how, you know, tight-abbed the guys are in these chick flicks, and you're, you know, they're in Paris or they're set in Italy, and so then you come home and husband's farting on the couch. I would think they hurt the marriage, but apparently a study's out where apparently you talk, you know, so you watch the movie, then you talk about the movie, and then you bond over the movie, and it apparently helps. Some people even will start to be more affectionate, maybe more sex, etc. You know, I know, you know, this is kind of something that makes a lot of us cringe, even us ladies cringe, but I got to tell you something, all right? You know, therapy has always been adjunct to keeping couples together. And I think therapy helps because you talk about things. And I know that's really not what a lot of us do. A lot of women don't like to talk too. People think women are very, very girly because they want to talk. But I got to tell you something. Sometimes we don't want to talk about things either. All right. I mean, do you ever hear me talk about my menstrual cramps or talk about how I don't like my boobs because they're droopy and things like that? No, I don't like to talk about that stuff, and that's very private. So a lot of us are still very private, and we don't like to talk about things. But sometimes that's when people, it's not a very fun conversation. When you go to marriage therapy, it's not fun. It's not something easy to hear, right? Because you're hearing things that you don't want to hear, but you got to tough it up. Okay. If you want to improve the marriage, you want to keep it lasting. If you want to make sure they're going to be there through thick and thin and take care of you when you're 80 years old, you need to do something right. So I would suggest to just kind of buck up and learn. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so many college students are really, really worried about their low incomes and need of possible food stamps. They say 6 in 10 students at an Oregon university could not afford to get enough healthy food at one point in the school year. Well, that's, I remember living on Top Ramen. I remember having a potato, and I made that last two meals. I had a half a potato for dinner one night, and then I took the other half a potato for lunch the next day. I was skinny, kid. I was skinny. But the tuition fees are rising, a lot of low incomes, lack of food and social support systems. Some people are getting food stamps, some aren't. And I guess more and more college students are freaking out. Well, if more and more college students are freaking out, less people are going to want to go to college. If less people are going to want to go to college, that's going to then affect the tuition. It's going to start raising more tuition. You see how it's just all a snowball effect? If less people go to college, you may have less people in the workforce that could compete. It may be easier for the people that do get to go to college. Then, of course, we're going to have financial disparity, and then somebody's going to want to come in and socialize everything. So my suggestion is, can we make college a little cheaper? Okay, I mean, you know, I was at a bookstore, and OMG, these books were so expensive. Okay, why is college tuition as high as it is? I understand a college is a business. I understand that, and I understand there's a lot of upkeep. There's a lot of buildings. You know, once every 10 years, a building even gets painted. Okay, I understand professors need to make money. I get that. All right. But I look at the cost. You got to buy your own books. You got to wear your own clothes. Nobody's giving you uniforms. All right. Could they maybe just cut the prices just a little tiny bit? But it's very interesting to see. This is the first time I've ever seen it. And I think many of us have seen it where college students feel the same vulnerability. And is it because many of these jobs really don't need somebody who has the same old degree in business and communications? You know, before, college used to put you ahead of the pack when there was a pile of applicants. Now, we're finding that a lot of people without college are, I mean, you look at what, you know, Mark Zuckerberg did, you know, before he got his degree. Yeah, he went to Harvard, so he had a Harvard t-shirt on at the time, but still. So, the only thing is as people start to do more inventive things and start their own business, etc., are we going to see too many businesses out there and then too much supply, whereas not enough demand? I mean, you really have to find a niche. You really need to stand out. But it's a shame to see people spending $22,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year and it just not putting them in any helpful advantage, you know, because then why waste the money? Okay, guys, more Dr. Diet coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.